Gurney's got it here, 102.3 XLC. Wes and Leo welcoming Terry from Brittany's Boutique, something that I didn't even know Gurney has. Terry, welcome.
Thank you, Leah. Thank you.
Yes. Tell me a little bit about Brittany's Boutique.
So Brittany's Boutique is basically a one-stop kind of boutique specializing in hats and purses and accessories. And it's just a place to come where you can get a little bit of hattitude.
Oh, hattitude. I like that. I love hats, but I feel like I look silly in them. Is that something that you experience with people?
I hear that a lot, Leah. A lot of people will say, oh, you know, I don't look good in hats. And I try to tell people, if you just put a hat on your head and don't work with it, you're probably not going to look your best.
Right.
So what I try to do, Leah, is to get people to just kind of play around with it and find the right position on the head rather than just taking a hat and just sitting on top of your head. But I think everybody can wear hats. I think because people don't wear them as often as they once did back in the day.
Yeah.
I think you just have to work with it, you know. But I think everybody has a certain hat that will complement them.
There's a hat
structure.
For you.
Exactly. There's a hat for everyone.
Now, it's funny because if Wes were here, he would probably call you Oregon Trail. He calls one of my best friends that because she wears hats very similar to you. Uh-huh. And I'm like, you're just jealous that you can't flaunt a hat like that because it really is. It's all about the confidence when you put that hat on.
Right.
Are there trends where hats are becoming more popular for men and women, though? Because I tried to tell him, I was like, that is what is in right now.
Well, you know, the fedora is very popular, which is what I'm wearing right now. And the unique thing about a fedora is it's a unisex hat.
Right.
So if you see a hat that you really like, you know, you can share it with your husband or boyfriend, you mm-hmm. know, or vice versa. So there's definitely a hat, but the fedoras are in. But a lot of people don't realize that fedoras have been around since, you know, like the early 1900s. And in 1920, it became like a fashion statement as far as representing strength.
Yeah.
And so, you know, fedoras have been around since the 1920s. And they don't go out of style. They really don't. You've seen a lot of television shows, old television shows where you see someone wearing a fedora, usually it's a fedora or the Godfather hat. Yeah. So they're fun. Hats are fun. It's an art form and it's fun. You just have to work with it.
Now, tell us how did you get started selling hats? How does one come into that?
Well, it's very interesting. I have a girlfriend that is a retired lieutenant colonel, and she lives out of state. And she was saying to me, Terry, you know, you really like fashion and you wear hats a lot. Why don't you consider doing a hat boutique? And I thought, well, I don't know if I really want to do that because it's not guaranteed. It's you kind of have to have the
right
be in the right place mm-hmm. at the right time, and you have to have people that are interested. But she kept talking to me until she wore me down. I thought, you know what, maybe it's something that I think I really want to do. Because I, like I said, the fedora is coming back, and that's kind of like the trend now. Because there are even some stores that are shoe stores are actually selling hats in their stores, which is really interesting. So I kind of thought, well, I guess maybe there is a niche. Yeah, exactly. So I decided to just start doing my research and finding some wholesalers, and here's Brittany's Boutique, and the rest is history.
That's awesome. And you're not just selling hats. You guys have purses and accessories.
Exactly. Because, you know, you always need accessories. You might need a nice scarf mm-hmm. or a nice brooch, some nice gloves to go with your outfit, to kind of complete your outfit.
Where can people find you at? Because you don't have a storefront, right?
No, I do not have brick and mortar.
Okay.
Because a lot of people basically are shopping from home. Mm-hmm. You know, most people are shopping online. So we actually have a website. We shop online. I also have a Facebook page, Brittany's Boutique on Facebook.
And it's important to note, it's Brittany, Brittanes,
that
Boutique.
That is correct, yes.
And so, I've seen you guys out at the farmer's market, right?
Right.
Is that over?
No, actually the farmer's market was supposed to be going through September, but they've extended it. And
oh,
now
nice.
It'll be going through October. So I'm really excited about that. And not only do I have, you know, the casual hats and the summer hat, mm-hmm. but I also do like your Kentucky Derby style hat.
Oh, it's so always we have so
hats
fun.
For all occasions. Yeah. You know? So I'm really excited about bringing out the fedoras for the next few weeks so that people can see some of the different variety of colors, because fedoras come in all kinds of colors.
Right.
You know, fabrics, colors. But I like color. And so we're really excited about being at the farmers market, the Gurnee Farmers Market. And so
awesome.
It's going to be very exciting.
Yeah. Brittany, thank you so much for coming in. Really do appreciate it. And it was nice meeting you. Before we let you go, though, what's your Gurnee go-to?
Oh, my Gurnee go-to, I'm sorry, is Riverside Cafe.
Which is also right where the Gurnee's Farmers Market
true.
Is.
That is true. That is
coincidence.
True. But they have the best omelets, and I know there's some of my friends that love their coffee and go there for their lattes. So
yeah, they do have
the
really good coffee.
The service is great, and the food is great, and it's a great price.
Yes, absolutely. Brittany, thank you again so much.
Thank you, Leah. Thank you for having me.